Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, Dana said this to me in passing the other day, and it just dawned on me, and I think I may have found a good candidate. She said, it's been a while since we've done the buzzword with Busby.
Yeah.
And I think I may have found a word. Collywobbles. Collywobbles.
I'm in.
It refers to the weird feeling in your stomach or an overall belly ache. It is derived from the Latin phrase cholera morbus.
Can you use it in a sentence, sir?
Use that one.
I love it.
Let me see if he's available. Sam, will you, if you have time, can you call Brian and just
I can.
Why
see if he's available?
Why would one not be available with then, a word as potent we'll take, as collywobbles?
You could also try for rhesus and macaque.
No, because I'm afraid the end to that story is maybe not going to be great.
Not as good as we would prefer.
You mean 43 monkeys running free and
what
frolicking for the rest of their
could
days?
Could possibly go wrong.
I don't see anything 43 wrong with
that. Rhesus monkeys on the list.
They're in the low country of South Carolina. It does get cold there, but they just might be okay.
Good news
We're
if you're
rooting for them.
If you're a Star Wars fan, Dan, I don't know if you are.
Yes, I am.
I'm a huge fan. X-Men alum Simon Kinberg is preparing to visit a galaxy far, far away. This is from Variety. Lucasfilm is developing a new Star Wars trilogy with Kinberg set to write and produce the three films with studio chief Kathleen Kennedy. This will begin a new series after The Rise of Skywalker, starring Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, etc. By the way, it's been 5 years since the last Star Wars movie came out.
I like the idea, of course. As long as they don't repeat the same story.
Good beats evil?
Well, that's going to be in there, but the more recent big Star Wars movies were very similar to the original ones.
Watch your mouth.
They were.
Heathen?
They were.
Plot details have not been released. Lucasfilm has disputed the notion first suggested by Deadline in their initial report of the forthcoming trilogy, that Kinberg's movie will continue the story that George Lucas began with A New Hope.
Hey, Dana, what's
for sale on Macy's?
I am not on Macy's.com.
Amazon?
I am not. I am on Twitter. And if you look on Twitter under the keyword search monkeys, you will get results. There is new video that has just been released of a woman who lives near the research facility where the monkeys got out.
Just monkeying around?
And it does look like something out of a nightmare. Like, she's got the video, Dan,
all over
from her cell phone. She's, like, pointing the cell phone toward the woods, and you see, like in Planet of the Apes, floom, 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 floom.
Or like in any
jungle-wooded
environment.
Yes, they are running as if to say, freedom!
Right.
Which they have found. Keep running, boys. Keep running.
Yeah. Bad monkeys.
I think we're working on getting Brian Busby on the phone.
It's their first experience with pine straw.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Oh, today's National Men Make Dinner Day.
Wow, we needed a day for that?
That's not... See, I think that's a horrible stereotype that men don't make dinner.
You shop... Because I hear it all the time. You shop
almost
groceries
daily.
While you're here almost daily.
I was at the grocery store this morning.
I think.
I make breakfast, lunch, and dinner almost every single day.
I got up this morning at 5 a.m. and made lunch.
That's a very weird time to make lunch.
I know. I did.
Channel. Did you eat it?
No.
Or you kept it for lunch?
I kept it. And, Busby, because I can hear you breathing on the other end, I bought a vacuum.
Did you?
Yes.
One that kind of scoots by itself and bumps into the furniture?
It's called a Shark, Brian, if you must know.
Shark is a great brand.
I had no idea how easily it would glide on my new hard floors.
Is it a robot?
No, it's the kind that you push.
Oh, really?
Does it plug in or charge?
I did get the plug in. The charging ones are expensive.
I have a charged vacuum.
Bragger.
Nice.
Hello, Brian.
But he lives in Western Shawnee.
Western Shawnee. They don't need electrical cords in Western Shawnee.
Our carpets clean themselves.
No, his name's James.
His name is not James.
It has been too long, Brian, since we've spoken, number one. And we thought today it's been way too long since we have done a Busby's keyword during your weathercast.
Uh-huh.
So we think we may have stumbled upon one, and we think it might be almost impossible for you to fit this in at 5:15.
Okay.
Are you ready for your word and the definition?
It is a real word, and it is a good word, and it made me giggle.
I'm listening.
I found this about 10 minutes ago. The word for today, if you can do it, if you accept the challenge, and you can always reject the challenge too, is collywobbles. Collie with a C. Collywobbles.
Collywobbles.
It refers to a weird feeling in your stomach.
Huh.
You have the collywobbles. You have the collywobbles.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a feeling of anxiety or discomfort in the stomach. It could be a feeling of unsettling or settling if we're talking about food.
For example, you could have collywobbles about working the word
collywobbles
into a weather forecast.
Yes. I am getting collywobbles. For a minute there, I thought you were going to just say cauliflower. I said, oh, piece of cake. But now it's collywobbles.
Collywobbles.
Okay.
Do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge.
Oh, yes! Okay. What time roughly after 5 do you hit? Because we're going to plan our commercial break so we can get to you.
I'll be setting an alarm.
And carry that thing in its entirety live.
You know, inside baseball, usually weather hits at about 5:16. So anytime between 5:16 and 5:18 is probably when it'll be said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we can make that happen.
No problem.
Collywobbles.
Collywobbles.
How did you stumble across?
So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Dana stepped out of the studio for a brief moment, and I thought, because she had said something to me the other day about, you know, we haven't done a buzzword with Busby in a while. And I said, you're right. And when she stepped out of the studio, I don't know why it crossed my mind again, but it did. And I just went to Google, and I typed in weird words. And here were some of the other ones. We've already had one, kerfuffle. We've already done that
one. Yes, we've done that one.
Cattywampus came up, and I don't remember if we've done that or not. I think we have. Bumfuzzle.
Oh, that's a little on the edge.
And I just leaned for the dump button on that one.
Yeah, so I thought, I'm not going to do that to my friend Brian.
No.
Bibble and corker. And I thought, I'm going to go with collywobbles. That sounds kind of cute. And then I looked up the definition, and it's a weird feeling in your stomach.
Do we know what the origin is? I mean, is it
it's Latin?
Could we
it's
get
Latin.
The origin of the word, please?
It's Latin, Brian.
I was waiting for, you know, Weinbaum to say, well, of course, you know, back in the 1500s.
Wow.
there were cobblestones, and when people would...
They would wobble on them.
Yes, so they came up with the term.
When they would have indigestion.
Well, actually.
That's all you got is well, actually.
I've been busy.
Anyway, if you can get it in, we would be honored.
Collywobbles. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
All right.
Best of luck, Brian. Okay.
I'm going to need it on this one. I'm serious.
We'll hear you at 5:15.
You got it.
All right.
Love you guys.
Take care. Love you too, brother. Be well. That is Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby with his buzzword of the day, collywobbles.
From the text line, I bet he works all of the words in that you just said.
Oh, no.
That'd be a major feat.
We're trying to just, it's like trying to get a small squirrel to come to you. We're trying to very carefully do something.
Right.
Just under the radar, just quiet enough.
Can't make it too obvious.
We don't make any large sudden movements so that he gets in trouble and someone over there, you know, in management or what have you, pulls the plug, if you will. That's a cord, Scott, that goes into the wall when you're vacuuming on our keyword of the day.
I wouldn't know. I have a cordless vacuum.
That's why I defined it for you.
Damn.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Channel 5. It's out of Leavenworth. A Leavenworth woman who used a counterfeit $100 bill to purchase cigarettes from a convenience store has been charged. On Friday, November 1st, Jessica Brown, who is 34, pleaded guilty to individual counts of counterfeiting currency and theft. On July 24th, Brown used a counterfeit $100 bill to purchase a carton of cigarettes for a little more than $50. Brown was given change, left the store. Supervisor later discovered the bill was counterfeit. Leavenworth police officers later confirmed Jessica Brown was the customer who was seen on video. And in a statement, Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson says, anyone handling money should be careful, especially when dealing with larger bills. Spotting counterfeit bills can be tricky, but some steps can be taken to help identify fake bills. Hold bills up to the light and check for color-shifting ink and to see if the bill contains a security threat.
Now, I wanted to make sure that Todd was talking to the proprietors out there and not specifically talking about the defendant in this case. And we got some more information. It is my understanding that this bill in question even had void written on it. You know how some of the bills that are fake will even say, you know, like, for Hollywood use only.
Most of them that are counterfeit actually say for movie production use only.
So I asked, what if I go on Facebook Marketplace and I sell something for $100? And someone gives me a fake $100 bill, but I don't know it's fake. And then I leave and I go to some gas station.
Right.
Is that illegal? I think technically you were right, Sam. It is.
It is.
But they would have to look at intent.
Even,
and if you truly don't know, I can't imagine you'd be prosecuted for that. But what do you say in a gas station? What is the rule?
Simple possession of counterfeit currency is a criminal offense.
That's why I don't carry cash.
In theory, a retailer of any kind would have legal right to call the police and have you arrested for presenting the note. They never do it because that's a waste of time.
Even if I didn't know.
That is correct.
That, like, let's say I went to, and let's take a $100 bill out of it because that's a, I mean, most people don't walk around with $100 bills.
The most common is actually a 10.
Really?
Is that right?
Yep.
Which is probably, I would bet, the least common of the smaller bills.
Yeah, well, so if somebody comes in and pays with like 15 $10 bills, you might as well assume that half of them are fake.
Okay, I'm looking at a fake 100 right now. I don't think it was the one from this case. And if I was just glancing at it, I don't know that I would know that this was fake. You have to look, and sure enough, it says for motion picture purposes at the top right. But you would have to be looking at it, really looking at it to see it. I mean,
well, I fell for it down in the sales department. You know, they have those two couches that face each other.
Yeah.
And there's an end table on one of the couches. And one, you know, I make a habit of going around sometimes at night and turning off all the lights because everybody and their mother leaves their lights on around here. And I just think it's so wasteful. Somebody had placed face up a $100 bill on the end table. And I'm like, I'm walking around the sales pit turning off all their lights, and I look down and I go, no way, no way. But what did I do? I didn't walk past it. I picked it up, and it looked like a real $100 bill.
Did it feel like a real bill? I feel like I would
sort of
feel the difference more than see the difference.
It was when I flipped it over and the back was blank that I realized that I'd just been tricked.
That's not a very good fake. You can absolutely feel the difference because money is not, fun fact, paper.
Right.
It's cloth.
That's true.
And so if you're printing it on paper, it feels like
paper, like this
computer paper.
Right.
But they're also getting better at it. Now, this is why I don't carry cash, because I would not know, and then I would be in handcuffs and be like, what?
The new hundreds cannot be counterfeited. They have not perfected the counterfeit of the new $100 bill.
There's a stripe down the center, isn't there,
there
too?
There is a holographic?
Yeah.
What is it?
Ceramic?
Move it and it changes.
Well, I don't know if that's holographic.
Hologramic?
Yes, hologramic, I believe.
Anyway, the blue stripe down the middle, as you tilt the bill from left to right or up and down, it moves. That is very hard to recreate. The band running through the center, I don't think any counterfeiters have figured that one out yet. If you hold a bill up to the light, you will see a strip running through the dollar bill that says USA 100 or USA 20 or USA 10.
Hmm.
It does not exist on five.
It is a lower level non-person felony. So if the person caught passing one, like knowingly passing one, has no like criminal history, it's likely probation.
Well, where did she get it?
Well, I don't believe they know, because I asked, like, is the allegation that she's cranking these out in her basement, or how do you go on eBay and buy these? Like, I don't know. I'm not a criminal. I've never Googled where can I find some fake money.
As far as I know, 99% of the time, they don't know that it's fake. But again, simply possessing a fake dollar bill of any kind.
That's unfair. If you hand me something and I don't know I don't know.
Well, let me ask this question. If I get change, like let's say I went into this store and I don't know what a carton of cigarettes is. I don't smoke. But let's say it's $52, right? And I hand over a $100 bill that is legal tender. It's real. And that my change comes back with two 20s and a 5 and 3 ones. Okay? And those two 20s are counterfeit. I don't know that. I'm just getting change. I put it in my wallet and I walk out with my carton of cigarettes. But I go somewhere else, like to Target or wherever, and anything 20 or over, they'll always use a Sharpie kind of thing or magic marker or whatever and wipe it across it. And that's how they tell if it's counterfeit or not, or one of many ways to find out. What if the gal at Target says, I'm sorry, but this is a counterfeit $20 bill. Do I have any recourse at all?
I would ask for the bill back, return to the cigarette store that I was at, and say, hey, you gave me fake money.
And they're going to go, yeah, right. Sure, you got that 20 here. We're not giving you a real 20 for a fake 20.
That's true. But that would be up to the business then to have integrity and go back and look at their camera and say, oh, well, would you look at that? We actually
were you acting suspiciously?
20.
Were you looking around?
Yeah.
Or was your head in the clouds? My head would be like, what? Well, I literally would not know.
But who walks around with a magic marker in their back pocket on the off chance that they're going to get a counterfeit $20 bill back in change?
That's actually very special ink in those markers. Those markers are incredibly expensive.
Okay, so you just answered my question. No one walks around with those markers.
You have to hold it up to the light and check. When I sell things on Facebook Marketplace, if they hand me hundreds, I hold each and every one up to the light and check.
How many stories do we have to do about Facebook Marketplace before you don't do that?
Sam, I'm telling you, it's...
Where else am I supposed to sell my random junk?
Please
have a garage
don't.
Sale.
Please don't.
I don't have a garage.
Please don't. And if you do, promise me you are doing those transactions in a police department parking lot. Sam?
Anyway, I once had somebody hand me a fake $100 bill. I told them it was a fake $100 bill, and they started cussing at me.
All right, this is my mother's voice.
Names.
You are asking to be shot. I'm just telling you right now, I am asking you, it is not far from your house to go do that transaction in the stall that is provided at the Overland Park Police Department.
It just so happened that there was a police officer walking by when this person was cussing at me and calling me names. And I said, officer, would you like to check this $100 bill? I think it's fake. They claim it's real. They got in the police officer's face about it, and the officer said, well, we're happy to take this down to the station to check it out, but I don't think you want to do that.
So you got
and the guy walked away.
You got lucky. You had a guardian angel with you that day, and that guardian angel was the police officer. But what if the police officer had not happened by?
Well, I was at work at an event. This wasn't a Facebook Marketplace transaction.
Okay.
Well, we'll continue this conversation offline.
Mom and dad are going to have a conversation with their wildly 27-year-old kid over there.
I don't have a yard either, text line.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about this woman in Leavenworth. Her name is Jessica Brown. She's 34. She pleaded guilty, so I can say without allegedly, she passed a counterfeit $100 bill back in July when buying a carton of cigarettes at a convenience store. She pleaded guilty to a count of counterfeiting currency and theft. She'll be sentenced later. Let's go to Lenexa Lisa. Lenexa Lisa, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Hey, do I need to take you off speaker? Can you hear me?
No,
okay.
You're fine. You're okay.
Okay. So just a couple months ago, I passed a fake $20 bill, unbeknownst to me. And I went into, what happened was I went into one of these, it's kind of one of these, I don't know how to say, little kind of shady gas stations that you really don't want to go in after dark by yourself.
But with a wooden key to use the bathroom?
Yeah, one of those. But anyway, I don't remember. I stopped to get a pop or something. And so I hand him a 20, and he goes, this is counterfeit. And I'm like, well, I thought he was kidding at first. I'm like, what? No, it isn't. And he goes, yes, it is. I go, let me see. And he goes, I can't give it back to you. And he goes, you need to either pay for your pop another way or you need to get out or we're going to call the police. And he was being kind of rude about it. And so I'm like, well, show me how you know it's counterfeit. And he said, so threatened to call the police again. So I paid for my pop and I started walking out. And as I'm walking out, I'm thinking, okay, that wasn't counterfeit. They've got a scam going on where they're telling people their money's counterfeit and they're just putting it in their pocket. So I called the police.
Oh, you called police.
Police show up, and they look at the 20, and they confirmed it was counterfeit. And then the cops was showing me different things to look for. And they also said the feel. They could tell by feeling of it. And then some stuff on the lines. I don't remember exactly what. But it was. And then I thought, okay, well, I'm not in any trouble. Am I? And I couldn't remember where it came from. I know I'd been to the dollar store and a couple places. I just did not remember. And he goes, I'm not in trouble, am I? Because I honestly didn't know. And he goes, no. He goes, typically if people know, they're not going to call the police. Yeah. And you're the one that called the police.
Lisa, I was going to say, that's the perfect cover that you called police on yourself.
Jenny in Green Valley. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
In 2019, I was actually going to be charged with it. It took me 2 years of court dates. I had taken in lottery tickets here into a convenience store in town. It was the end of May, and it was probably about midnight because my sister had been hospitalized, and it's a convenience store that I go into quite frequently. And in fact, I handed over my lottery tickets, got the cash back, and then decided to turn around, use that money, buy whatever I needed inside the store, whatever. Later on, it was October, I get a letter in the mail. My son's a police officer. I was sick. He's like, Mom, why'd you get a letter from a lawyer? And I was like, I don't know. You can open it. It opens it. It's a warrant for my arrest saying that I passed off fake $20 bills inside this convenience store. Took me 2 years. They wanted me to plead guilty. They tried everything to get me to plead guilty to this charge. I was not going to take this charge. There was no way. Because I had no idea. It was an inside job. Two other people in the same town had the exact same thing happen to them.
So how do you even begin to explain that, Jenny? Because everyone who's actually guilty says they're not, which means when you're really not guilty, it just looks like you are and you're one of the other people that are guilty.
It was horrible, especially getting a letter in the mail in October. You know how many times I've been in that convenience store from June until October? Nobody said a word to me. Nothing. And so I had to go to so many different court dates. I was able to keep my job over it that I had for 7 years. I mean, it was a whole ordeal over it.
How much money did you spend in lawyer fees so that you would not have to plead guilty?
They ended up taking care of it. They dropped all suit against it.
Huh.
Took 2 years. They dropped everything against it. And they had two different attorneys. They went through two different attorneys. And this is not a QT, but another.
No, We're good.
But
we're good.
Yeah. Jenny, I'm glad you ended up sticking with it and beating it. But I would not be able to handle the stress of 2 years of that hanging
my
over my head.
Getting called back into court?
No.
Time after time?
No.
Wondering, am I going to prison? This secret,
is why I don't carry cash.
You know who investigates counterfeit bills? It's the Secret Service. Yep. Terry in Blue Springs. Terry, hello.
Hi. How are you today?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
I happen to be a printer. And just like the paper of a dollar bill, the ink is not the same ink that a normal person can purchase to print anything. The ink on a dollar bill will never dry. If you take the back of the dollar bill, the green part, one that has a heavy coverage of ink, and you press really hard on a piece of white paper and streak it across, the ink comes off.
Really?
And that's how you can tell if it's fake or not. If it doesn't come off, you have a fake bill.
Well, but why doesn't the ink, with all the bills pressed in my wallet, by all the bills, I mean three ones.
Well, sweetheart, that's a secret that the U.S. Treasury keeps to themselves.
Okay.
The ink people, if you call up, one time I had a customer said, I want to print something in money green. And I called up the ink company. I said, I know it's not in the ink book, but can you get me something close to money green? And she said, Terry, I've known you for years. If you ask me for that, I have to call the Treasury Department.
Oh!
So she said, that's a special ink, and nobody knows how to make it or mix it with the U.S. Treasury.
All right, Terry. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Waldo and Kay. Kay, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
About 20 years ago, it's been a long time, I got some cash from one major prominent bank here in Kansas City, but I had to run right to the next bank and make a deposit. And I can't remember if they told me when I gave them that cash, but I did get a letter. But the one bank gave me a counterfeit $20 bill, and then I passed it to another bank.
Oh, gosh. You're a mule, Kay.
Oh, my God. And I got a letter from my bank, and they said, yes, it was counterfeit, and we're deducting it from your account because it wasn't real. And that pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I had to go through several people and finally got a manager. And I said, you gave me the money. And now this other bank is threatening to, it wasn't very much, but you know, I was raising a bunch of kids and I had college tuition and what have you. That was a lot of money and it just made me mad. But they made it okay. But it was a counterfeit bill from one bank.
To another.
I took to another.
I'll be darned. Kay, thank you for the call. Last word goes to Kathy in Dana's favorite new city of Weston.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I know of another way that on the $100 bills, you can confirm it's real. On that blue bar that goes down it, there's actually a pocket, and you can slide a toothpick through it.
Oh.
I found that out when we were doing an estate sale, and they were telling us this is how you check it to confirm so that you don't get taken.
Say it one more. Where's the pocket?
It's that blue strip that goes up and down.
Uh-huh. There's a break in it.
There's a break in it, a lighter break in it, and you slide it through. You can slide a toothpick through it.
Okay. Kathy, thank you.
So the plastic of the hologram has two points where the fabric goes over the hologramic portion of the dollar bill. $100 bill.
Now, what do you, at your other job, what do you do to check for, do you use that
I hold super it up to the light.
Marker?
I hold it up to the light, and I immediately know if it's fake or not. If it's fake, I try to put it in the machine, which then confirms that it's fake, and then I hand the bill back to the customer.
The Benjamin Fake 1000.
Nice try, punk.
What's the name? I need to know the name of the machine that you scan it through to see if it's fake. Please tell me it's something glorious.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
How many times in a month do you, and you only work there one day a week.
Yeah.
So 4 days roughly, sometimes five. How many times in a month do you think you get counterfeit bills?
Well, working as rarely as I do, rarely, but my last shift I had one.
And how does the customer respond when you tell them that they're walking around with funny money?
Well, usually they look at me with extreme confusion on their face. Sometimes they get mad. The ones that get mad are typically the ones that I know that it's fake.
It's called the AccuBanker D450.
Was there a AccuBanker D400?
I don't know, Scott.
Upgraded model?
I don't know.
AccuBanker 399.
That was a great
when
model.
When you put the bill in it, does it go, meh, if it's fake?
Nice try.
No, it just plays a police siren.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, we did give Brian Busby a buzzword. It's been a long time since we've done this. Brian Busby has a buzzword for his 516 weathercast tonight. It is collywobble. Collywobble or we will accept collywobbles.
It's the name of the machine. It's the Collywobble 6000.
So
you're going to be collywobbled if that thing says no.
A collywobble basically is an upset stomach or a weird feeling in your stomach.
When we get back, I am going to share something very personal, but also very funny. And I'm sharing it knowing how funny it will be to you two ding-a-lings.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know there's that commercial that says, where will you be when your diarrhea sets in? Like the collywobble.
Over a toilet.
Oh, has boy. This ever happened to you? Because it happened to me last weekend where you are legitimately somewhere and it's happening and there is nothing and you are nowhere near the facilities.
Stand by. Save it for the
end. I had a collywobble incident.
You're giving way too much information.
Oh.
913
stresses me out even thinking about it.
913-586-7798.
I'm sweating.
Don't worry, I won't poop on this tease.
913-586-7798. I almost had another joke, but I wasn't going to risk it. 586-7798. Environmental officials in Australia still have not completely solved the mystery of black balls found littering popular beaches on the country's eastern coastline, but they are getting closer. The New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority said yesterday that the composition of the mysterious globs have been determined, and it's not pretty, but their origin remains unclear.
You guys, come
on. Golf to Sam, I am professionally reading a news story.
Barely.
From CBS News. The golf to baseball-sized balls, the appearance of hundreds of which forced the closure of two beaches near Sydney last month, are not tar balls as initially suspected. They are made up of cooking oils and fats, cleaning and skincare products,
ew,
hair,
gross.
Food waste, oil and gas, and any number of other things that people routinely flush, dump, or wash down their drains or storm grates.
We do know that the balls in question were, quote, foul-smelling. It's closed the beaches. Let's be honest.
There's yet another study. One of these days, I'm going to do what my mother has told me to do 1,000 times, and that is to grow up.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Honestly, can I just say one more thing, for real?
About the balls?
Yes.
The black balls.
They were, scientists have discovered, they are something called mini fatbergs. This is so disgusting. Made up of human feces, meth, human hair.
Wait. Go back.
Human,
meth?
Yes. Human feces. This is from CNN. Meth, human hair, fatty acids, and food waste, among hundreds of other vile and, quote, befuddling substances.
Wait, so I'm not suggesting this.
What?
But in theory, if you were to attempt to smoke it, would you get a high?
You want to smoke poop meth.
I don't want to smoke poop meth.
At that point, you are going straight to rehab. I'm
not
sorry.
A meth addict.
Well,
but if a meth addict were looking for a fix, could they smoke poop meth?
Seven beaches. And quoting here from the lead investigator, Associate Professor John Bevis, they smell absolutely disgusting. They smell worse than anything you've ever smelt.
I don't know. I've walked into Sam's studio when he didn't think I was going to.
Hey, sometimes I have a bad day in the bowel region, like right. Dana did the other day.
My bad day. I'm going to tell you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
We were playing up at the National, one of my favorite golf courses in town. Stunning. And it was starting to rain, and I was two holes away from the nearest gorgeous bathroom.
Okay.
And I felt like, for the first time in years, Scott, someone took a knife and stabbed it into my lower abdomen. I mean, it was one of those where I was in so much pain that you're like, okay, I think that's what that is. Or am I having an appendicitis?
Mm.
It was so bad that I hit my drive into the sand on the right, but I can see the bathroom off in the distance. I could not continue on with the task at hand. It was not happening. I ran.
Were you afraid to bend over and
ran
grab your ball?
To the golf cart. I was just like, she gone. Ran to the bathroom. I have never been in so much pain in my entire life. And I'm telling you, you know what it was? During the rain delay, I ate something that was greasier than normal. And I've always had a little bit of a weird stomach when it comes to grease.
Yeah.
Just greasier than normal, but not anything crazy. Like the balls on Sydney's beach. I mean, this was just like French fries or whatever. I have not been that sick, and I cannot even tell you how long. I was sweating. The moral of the story is keep Tums with you at all times.
That's the moral of the story?
Yes, because you never know.
How about not eat greasy food?
Which I try not to do, but God, it looks so good that one time. I get it from my mother. She gets sick when she eats grease too.
Okay.
It was a collie wobble.
So we've got Thylas Aussies, meth poop
Those
balls.
Are Thylas Aussies.
And my collie wobble, Sam.
News with Dan and Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. We've got Brian Busby's Buzzword at 5:16.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.